Do whatever he tells you. Pretty good advice, right? Simple enough. Just do what Jesus says and life is fine. We all know life's a little bit harder than that. Now, as a side note, a little bit of Catholic trivia for you. So on Super Bowl Sunday when you're partying, you can pull this out with people. Does anyone know what Mary's last words in the Bible are? Trick question. It's the words we heard here today. Those words, "do whatever he tells you," are the last recorded words of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Bible. And how fitting that her command to listen to her son is the last that we hear. Mary doesn't speak very often in the scriptures, but every time that she does, her words overflow with wisdom and faith. Think back to the simple yes that we hear before Christmas that she said to the angel, her great Magnificat in Luke's gospel, and now here at the wedding feast, being told to do whatever Jesus tells us. Sometimes we don't necessarily think of this, but Mary was the first Christian, the first Catholic, filled with the Holy Spirit after the Annunciation. She dedicated her entire life to serving Jesus and his mission. Now, the obvious takeaway from today's gospel is that we see Jesus' first miracle, the wine turned into water, a famous story that most everybody knows. This is the first of seven signs that Jesus will perform in the Gospel of John. But sometimes what can be lost in this gospel when we focus on just that miracle is what Mary teaches us and what her role is in this gospel. The exchange between Jesus and Mary, it's a little bit uncomfortable for us as modern listeners, right? And I don't know about you, but whenever I hear this gospel and I hear Jesus address Mary as woman, I cringe a little bit. You know, it's not natural for us to address each other today. And I can tell you, if I ever went home and looked at my mom and said, "Woman, you know, do this, do that," you'd be looking for a new associate. But the problem is, for us as modern listeners, we don't always get how the translations go, and we don't know cultural context. To address someone as woman was an act of respect 2,000 years ago. And not only that, the exchange that Mary and Jesus had was actually more of a, as some scholars will say, a playful exchange, somewhat sarcastic. Kind of like, well, you know, what do you think I'm going to do about it? And if you were to record any number of our conversations with parents or spouses, when you just read the text, it would seem like, well, that wasn't very nice. But we don't always know the context, and we don't always catch the humor in the scriptures. Now, the readings and the text, when we just look at them, like I said, can kind of skew our perception. But given the context of what was going on 2,000 years ago, what is it that Mary teaches us today? I think it's three things: service, confidence, and obedience. And they all tie together. Mary wasn't in charge of the wedding. She was a guest just like everybody else. The bride's father in ancient times would be the one in charge of the wedding. And the head waiter, or the caterer in today's terms, had no idea the wine was running out. But it was Mary who noticed, which would seem to be a minor detail, that she noticed the wine going out. But in that attention to detail, we are shown that she is always keeping the needs of others at the forefront of her mind, always on the look to see what we, her children, need. She wasn't so caught up in having a good time or her own needs or whatever it might be. Instead, she saw the potential for a disaster, an embarrassment of the party, the whole wedding being tainted. And she saw that need and then went to Jesus. And that's the second thing. She turned in confidence to Jesus, knowing that he would help and save the day. One of the great things about Mary is, as profound as she is in so many ways, and the example that she sets in her way of life, she's also just so simple at the same time. All she does is catch Jesus' eye, and she says, "They have no wine." a simple prayer, a simple petition, not done in dramatic fashion or all panicked, just those simple words, "They have no wine." And she knew her son well, had great confidence in him, and simply placed before him the need of the people, knowing the love and goodness of Jesus' Sacred Heart. So Mary teaches us to approach Jesus with confidence as we place before him the different needs that we have, great or small, whether we have wine or not. We place before him our petitions. And even though the answer to our prayers isn't always exactly what we'd like, that confidence teaches us that we still know that Jesus hears us, that we're not forgotten, that we're not left on the side. It was once said, and this line has stuck with me, "God's delay is not God's denial." And so while prayers may not look the way we want, we do trust that God is with us. And as we look around to our community, to our world, we make the same prayer as Mary on behalf of all those in need, not only ourselves, but the people that we recognize in our world. And we say, "Lord, there is no house. There is no food. There is no water. There is no peace." We make those prayers for our brothers and sisters in confidence. And then we come to that great line in the gospel, Mary's last words, "Do whatever he tells us." How fitting that this is Mary's last words, probably the greatest advice that anyone could ever give, but yet it's also the most simple. Now she puts her service and her confidence into practice through obedience. We aren't always going to understand why Jesus calls us to something, whether it's a parish ministry or something else in our life. It may not always make sense, the roadmap that we're on. Church teaching doesn't always make sense to us. We look, everybody's living together before marriage. What's the big deal? What's so bad with drugs when different state governments make it legal? Why can't that be the same everywhere? These are the questions that circulate. And when you look at the waiters, they didn't know why Jesus told them to fill the jugs with water. It didn't make any sense to them. But they still listened. And because they listened and they were obedient, they became part of the miracle that saved the day. Was it logical at first? No. But in the end, it was a miracle. Our culture makes it hard to do whatever Jesus tells us. I don't have time for prayer, don't have the money to donate, don't have the energy to be involved. We're bombarded with all different messages, sure. But Mary didn't have all the resources either. But she served. She had confidence in Jesus and obeyed him. How truly happy all of us could be, not only here in this church, but look throughout the country, throughout the world, if we just listened to Jesus. It's kind of like, as children of God, sometimes we act too much like children and we don't listen to our parents. And for parents here, you know how many times you just wished your kids would listen to you because it would work, you know, it would work out okay and there'd be peace. Same's kind of true for us with God. If only we all could just listen. And this is where Mary helps us to achieve that. She hears and recognizes our needs and simply places them before her son with confidence. As we look for Jesus in our lives, Mary is the one that helps us find him. This whole story, this miracle, what we hear this morning, reminds us that Mary is the greatest intercessor on our behalf, looking for our needs, placing them before her son in confidence and through obedience. Mary, our mother, you hear the cries of your children and you know our hearts. May your presence be known to us this morning so that we can follow your example of service in confidence and through obedience. Continue to guide us, your children, to the Sacred Heart of your Son.